I'm grateful for all of you, actually. Well, again.
Except Adam.
Obviously.
Right. Okay, Adam and Daniel are lovely human beings who are all very proud that they've hosted this show and told us not to thank them.
Adam Burns, phoning it in since 2014.
So fuck you. We don't care. But thank you anyways.
But you know what? But both of them are also the reason that, oh my God, they're still talking, was birthed.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Slink and afterbirth.
So send your letters too. It's their fault, really, yeah, when you think about it.
But excuse me, I would not have met the love of my life, one Big Fatness, who is,
I was gonna say,
the Ichi of all things wonderful.
The Ichi.
The Fatness and his holiday nuts will always have a special place in my heart.
I mean, let's be honest.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
The love of my life, one Big Fatness.
Fuck you, we don't care.
Yes, well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4089 of the BFO for Monday the 9th of October 2023, y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me. A little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend. And I'm on, y'all, I'm dragging. Being Fatty, is that your stripper name? Big Fatty, that's you every day. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you poop deck pappies today because y'all, Big Fatty, I don't know what it is. First of all, let me just say this. I have taken the COVID-19 test. Y'all just got to my new free ones in the mail, like on 4-8. And y'all, I've taken the test and I'm negative, and but y'all, I am worn out, and y'all, it has nothing to do with the weekend. It's just y'all, I think I'm just getting old, Betty. What do you mean getting? But y'all, I'll tell you more about everything right after we do this. Yes, Betty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Big Fatty, does this song sound like it's playing slower than normal? No, I think my ears are tired also. Big Fatty, y'all, today, the 9th of October. Y'all, by the way, it is also Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day. And y'all, you know what that means. The banks are closed, the government is closed, and the Postal Service isn't going to bring you shit, Big Fatty. There you have it. But y'all, also today, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of a husband of a podcaster. Y'all, I've never met him face-to-face, but I met his husband many, many times at the Colon Aid at the Podcasters of America dinner in Atlanta. Y'all, I think he and his husband are living in Sawana now. I believe the Haunt Cub told me that. But anyway, y'all, I am talking about the husband of Romo from the Pod Cubs. Y'all, I'm talking about Alan. Big Fatty, we love Alan. It's true. And y'all, I don't have any idea if Alan is on the Twix or the Meta space or the woolly mammoth or the spools, but and I don't know if Romo is, but y'all, if they are and you see them, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big ol' piece of cake. Yes, baby!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
So y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the full right little show. Y'all, y'all Thursday night watched the Big Brother, and y'all they sent home that girl that nobody knew who she was. It was Nicole or Mimi or Papa or Poo Poo or well, I don't know what her name was. But, y'all, out the door, and so Mama Felicia is still there. Yes, Big Betty. And, y'all, they had the head of household, competition, and that, Australian girl, the Bowie Jane, or whatever her name is. Yes, Big Betty, she talks like straight Bob, and Scotty, and Artie Cruiser, and all those folks over there. It's true. Y'all, she won, and y'all, I'm just going to tell you, I know many of you have stopped watching, the Big Brother, some because, that Ceri and, her son, Jared. Y'all, Ceri's done won enough, quiz programs, and then they put her in here, and they stacked the deck, so, for her, in the Big Brother house, and y'all, but let me just say this, if you haven't watched Sunday night's episode, I would suggest that you watch it, because y'all, I think you'll be happy. Yes, Big Betty, thanks for not spoiling it. No, not at all. And y'all, I will also tell you this, that the Zingbot and the Otev are going to be on the next episode, next couple of episodes before Thursday. Yes, Big Betty. But anyway, y'all, felt fine Thursday night, got up for right, and, y'all, Gay Country Wes and Tommy and Andre, they were off to, headed towards Fat Acres. They were gonna make it in time for Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, I got a message from Granny Friday morning that he wasn't feeling well. He had the sniffles. And Big Fatty, maybe Granny gave you the whatever you've got. Well, it could be through that FaceTime. You know that there's the Chinese, you know, they send that sickness to you through your, I don't know what they do. But anyway, Big Fatty, I believe you're delusional. Well, I can't think straight. Big Fatty, that's every day. Oh, y'all, Archer, just did something. Y'all, he had a perfect week of standing up. Well, that's wonderful, Archer. You got off your fat ass. Big Fatty! Y'all, we were having brufkas for Friday at Fatty's, so it was the big meat brufkas. It was country ham, not spelled C-U-N-T, sausage patties, sausage links, and bacon, and then eggs, grits, and hash browns. And, y'all, I think everybody enjoyed it, and we had plenty of food for everybody. Young Nicholas came by and joined us. Yes, Big Betty. And Durwood gave him a ride home. Yes, Big Betty, an over-serving. It's true. And y'all, it was a lovely evening. And then after Friday at Fatty's was over, the boys from Hatlanta and the NEP, they went to up to the circle and went to the mill. The mix is that show that that Daniel fucks up from time to time. Big Fatty, you're just saying that. Well, just listen to this.
We don't have chicken tenders in our refrigerator. I couldn't just make him chicken tenders.
You go. I can't. I have pizza rolls and chicken tenders in my freezer all the time.
We do not.
Oh, wrong one. I was slyly lowering down the volume on the wrong channel before I hit that button. Adam. Yeah, saw that. Everyone on video saw that.
Big Fatty, you know, if he can help you with your sound quality, well, it's true. y'all, I don't think Daniel Bieber has ever gotten that little closing music to play at the right level, ever. But y'all, it just makes it just puts a little smile on my face when it happens, because I really like that music and I like it loud, But anyway, so they went up to the mill that evening and they came in and got up Saturday morning. The boys had come over. Tommy and Andre, they play for the Hatlanta Homosexual Rugby team, and they were playing the Charleston Homosexual rugby team, and Gay Country West was he did indeed bring his knitting, and he went and watched them play, and he was just a proud mama watching the boys, and y'all, after it was over, evidently after a rugby match, the host team has a beer bash, and they serve pizza pie. So y'all, they had it at the mill. So the boys knew where to go, and so they did all that and came back here later on. I think the Nep went and joined them at one point, and came back here, and then they had supper plans. So y'all, and I was tired. And I don't know why. I just felt run down. And so I said, y'all go have fun. And then they were going to come back here before they went out to Dudley Do-Right's, because that's where the rugby team was going on Saturday night. And so they came back here, and the Nip and the Jar were going to give them a ride down there. So y'all, they went off to the Dudley Do-Right's, and I don't know what time they came in. Y'all, they left here at 9, right around 9 p.m. Y'all, I was in the bed and sound asleep by 9:02. And y'all, I was just exhausted. And so I knew something was up. And so anyway, got up. Y'all, slept like a baby. And got up Sunday morning, and we had a little brufkus, and got the sheets on the bed stripped off and the towels and all washed, and they left, I don't know, a little bit before high noon, and when they left, Big Fatty went out on his nipple walk around Fat Acres. Y'all, I was tired, but I felt like I needed to get out and do a little nipple size. Y'all, 146 houses decorated for Gay Crema. Y'all, that's up from 119 earlier in the week. And it's beginning to look a lot like, yes, Big Fatty, Gay Crema. It's true. And y'all, they left, and I did my nipple walk, and I came back, and y'all, I don't remember what I did when I came back, but I was, y'all, the weather has changed. Oh, my God. It is fabulous. Fabulous, I tell you. But, y'all, I've had a little chill. I had a little fever. But I'm just tired. And it's not the COVID. I know that's what you're thinking. I've not lost my sense of taste. No, Big Fatty, you never had taste. And y'all, I got a picture from Mrs. Lauren. Y'all, I think I'm gonna hold off on that and tell you about it tomorrow. Y'all, I have been watching the sports ball, and y'all, I'm just, and I got me a hot share right before I sat down to record the little show, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. a hot share will make you feel, you may not feel great, but it will make you feel better. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, I almost took a bath. But yeah, yes, Big Fatty, the old people love a bath. And, anyway, I think, y'all, before I close this out, wait a minute, let me just think here a second. Y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty, that has been your weekend. Yes, Big Fatty.
Shenanigan. Have some fun and play shenanigan.
Y'all, you know, if there's a Friday at Fatty's, there's probably going to be a little shenanigans from the Nip. So, y'all, when Olive passed away, you know, we were clearing out his apartment, and, you know, he had, like, 5 or 6 bottles of Listerine, and he had shampoo and lotions and potions and, you know, just those kinds of things. And so I asked the Nip, do you want any of this stuff? And he took some stuff and all. He says, I've got the body wash. I'm about out of that. So, y'all, he took some of Olive's body wash. And, y'all, he told us on Friday night that he didn't really like that body wash that Olive was using because, y'all, it was just, it wouldn't wash. It didn't lather up, and it didn't wash off the way the body wash that he liked and that he was using. Y'all, he was just, he just didn't like it, and he was looking at the label to know what not to get, and that's when he noticed it was body lotion. So, y'all, a hint from Heloise, do not use body lotion as a cleansing medium when you're in the shower. And that is brought to you by the Nip, who, y'all, he's done extensive research into this. And, y'all, there'll probably be something this week on the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell. The CDC is probably going to come out with a notice, do not use body lotion to cleanse your nether regions. Be ready, we do not need to hear about lotion going on the Nip's nether regions. It's true, we don't. So anyway, y'all, you can't make this shit up. You just cannot make this shit up. And so, y'all, I think that's about all I've got to say. Y'all, I'm having some hot tea. It makes me feel... Oh, dear, guys, it makes me feel better. One moment, please. And so, hopefully, I'll get a good night's rest Sunday night. And then I can get up Monday morning and feel a little more energized. Y'all, it's going into the 40s Sunday night, y'all. I may have to borrow some of that lotion. Beep, pretty vulgar. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, Indigenous Persons Day or Columbus Day or whatever you celebrate on the 9th of October. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Burning Moment. And, Taffy, anything you want to remind people about?
The love of my life, one big fatness.
Fuck you, we don't care.
Oh, Big Fatty, the giraffe always knows the perfect way to close a show.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.